2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are in Lehi and in Orem. She is the interior designer extraordinaire down there. She started these stores from scratch out of the back of a box truck, what, 25 years ago, Heather?
20 years ago. I know. It's our anniversary. We are so proud to be serving not only Utah, but all of the surrounding states. And really, it's so much fun to be in people's homes. I'm a Utah-born and raised girl, and so I'm a little biased. Utah's definitely my home, and I love it here.
Right, and I know we're going to be talking about a little bit of organization today, which I need all the help in all the things organization, Heather.
Lindsay, we laugh all the time about cute Lindsay's home and her small kids, and I'm a mom of four older kids. So we definitely have different perspectives on what worked, what didn't work, what's currently working, what we need to change. But today I've been so excited to have Alan King from Peterson Woodworks, who is a cabinet company in the Utah County area. You're located in Linden. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you very much.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great. So in my interior design business, I have the opportunity to work with a lot of cabinet companies. Peterson Woodworks is definitely one of my favorites for many reasons. Not only do you do quality work, but your showroom is one of the best in the state so that a client can actually see what they're signing up for.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Okay. So, Alan, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the business.
Well, I started woodworking back when I was a teenager on my back patio. And when I was 17, I got permission from my parents to build a shed in my backyard and start just building stuff. I just enjoyed working with wood and doing different things that I just enjoyed it. My dad was not a woodworker. My brother did start a cabinet shop, and so when I was 15, I started sweeping floors for him and just kind of doing little odds and ends. And when I was about 22, 23, I started my own cabinet shop and had that for about 14 years. And now I'm at Peterson Woodworks.
How long have you been at Peterson?
For 8 years.
Only 8 years. That's
Only
amazing.
8 years.
Well, and you guys have quite the backlog and quite the reputation as one of the best cabinet shops in the entire state.
We have been very blessed to have a lot of work with different contractors and designers that have kept us busy, and we are very grateful for that.
What makes Peterson Woodworks different than all of the other cabinet companies, would you say?
Oh, that's a good question. One of our main things that people come to us for is the face frame inset cabinetry style, where the doors are flush with the frame. And I think just our reputation of working with the clients, having a place to meet, and just that reputation. I mean, we don't advertise. It's word of mouth.
Well, and all cabinet companies are not created equally. And I believe that cabinets can make or break your home.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Not only do you do new construction, but you also do remodels, probably more new construction than remodels, would you say?
Yes, for sure. We do more new construction, but we'll definitely do a remodel as well.
Okay, so all of you DIYers out there, after you've painted your cabinets, you know, Utah was known for the alder craze with the raised panel.
Yes.
And you've painted them and now they're chipping and warping and maybe not holding up. You guys do offer free consultations.
Yes. We don't bid every project. We definitely like to look at the project and make sure that we're a good fit for the project. Because sometimes people come in wanting a style that we just are probably not the best at. But we definitely try to help everybody that we can and give them the best product we can.
Would you say that you're maybe mid to high range?
I would say high range.
High range mainly.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you
are... So not for people like me. I'm just kidding.
Lindsay.
People like me that are painting over the old paint in the cabinets, right?
Well, there's a time and place for everything,
yes.
Right? I think just organization is huge. We live in Utah. We have large homes. We have kids. We have pets. As an interior designer, I go into so many people's homes and... One of my first things is usually just getting rid of half of the stuff
right.
that's in the home and finding great organization solutions to help them so that their home can be beautiful and it can be functional and practical, and cabinets are a huge part of that. Peterson Cabinets not only does all the designing, but you are a cabinet shop. You have CNC machines, which are computer...
Yes.
I mean, let you tell about it because you know all the good stuff.
So there's three of us that basically do the design and selling there. There's the owner, John, myself, and Adam. And we take the project from the very beginning and take it all the way through the end. So if you were to come to get cabinets from me, I'm going to be your contact point the entire time. So I'm the one that's going to help design it and basically watch it all the way through until it's completed.
That's amazing. And not only do you do all the design process, but you do all the construction, all the building, and all the install.
Yes, we do most of that in-house. We have a large shop that takes care of building all of the stuff right there. We have a lot of talented people that have been there for years. I mean, our engineer has been there for almost 20 years. We have people in the shop that have been there for more than 10 years. We've got a lot of experience and great people.
And I love that your shop is clean. If you come and tour your shop, it may not feel clean to you, but in comparison to other shops that I've been to, it's absolutely immaculate.
Thank you. That's one thing that John has really been pushing is just keeping a clean shop, makes a great work environment. We have a morning meeting every morning, and that gets us on the same page, and we get to work.
And you're about how far out?
About 10 months.
Only 10 months, right? I feel like all of the best cabinetry companies do have a long lead time, and there's a reason why. If your cabinet company does not have a long lead time, you might be a little worried. That's terrible to say. Okay, so Alan, you are, you know, in the cabinet company. What are some of the trends right now? What are your most popular styles that people are requesting?
Right now, we're still seeing white painted cabinets. It's still very popular. We're blending it a lot with walnut, and white oak is still very popular. We haven't quite seen a whole shift yet into what's going to be next, but we're still finding that that's what people are loving right now.
Let's talk a little bit about what are some of the painted colors that people are loving besides the white?
So we're noticing a little bit of a shift into warmer colors. Gray was very popular for a while as a different paint than just white, but we're seeing some warmer tones, not the beige of the 90s, but definitely warmer tones that I'm seeing.
And not the sanded edges and the
no.
distress.
Clean paint. We like things to look nice, and not to say that that wasn't popular back then and it worked, but we try not to distress things as much anymore. We want it to be clean and crisp.
So you're doing a lot of shaker style.
Yes.
Which is just a very square, clean cabinet.
Yes.
I love that.
And we are seeing a little shift from that as well. We're getting more demand from customers wanting something new or something different. They still don't want to go back to raised panel, but we are taking it and doing more of a slab with a wrap around. It's a little bit more modern, and so that we kind of have a happy medium that we're trying to find with customers and what they're wanting.
One thing in Utah that I'm loving right now is just that I call it mountain modern,
mm-hmm.
where they want it modern and clean, but they still want it warm and cozy. And I think you guys are excelling in that look. Your showroom, let's talk a little bit about that
okay.
and all the different cabinetry vignettes that you're displaying there.
So we do have quite a few displays, and we still have one. Well, we have two that we still need to put in. We've just been a little busy and haven't had time to put it in. You know, the cabinet maker can't get their own cabinets in.
But so, you're updating, which I think is amazing.
Yes, we're constantly updating. We're constantly trying to improve and be on top of what people like to see and want in their home. So the displays that we have in there, people will look at them and say, I love that. Just put that in my house. Or we'll tweak it and make it their own. So we have a lot of different styles and ideas to help people with that.
Some of the bells and whistles that I love in just a few of your vignettes is you have this amazing, like I call it a little doggy center.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So what that is, we created a dog door. We realized a lot of people have pets that they love and it's part of their family. So we've created a cabinet that has a little wire mesh door on it, has a little doggy bed inside, and then underneath in the toe kick, there's kind of a secret pullout that holds their dog food and their water.
The best.
It's I'm so going to need that. Yep.
I know. We all need it. You didn't even know you needed it, but you do.
Now I know. I need one of those cabinets, too, that you put the trash can in.
Yes.
Like, all the cool people have those. I don't have that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That is definitely the most popular upgrade.
Right?
Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Alan King with Peterson Woodworks. We'll be right back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Stores are in Lehigh and in Orem, so if you're out running some errands today, get down to the Osmond Design stores because they're gorgeous inside. Heather, today we're talking cabinets and all the things organization. I will be the first one to admit my house is far from organized. And I don't have the cabinets that have the trash can in them. And I don't have the cabinets that have the cool spice racks in them. I mean, my spices are all in a drawer. Like, you just throw them in a drawer. And it's embarrassing. I'm a hot mess.
Lindsay, this is the show for you. And you are just going to be blown away at what is available. And if you are just tuning in, KSL friends, we're so excited to tell you about all the latest and greatest cabinet trends that are not only, you know, available in the country, but also specifically to Utah. I love to Utahize, you know, what's going on. There are so many amazing things that will make you love your home. And I'm a little biased, but I think there's no place like home. And the more we can love being in our home, the better. So today we have Alan King. Alan, what's your official title?
Sometimes I wear many hats, but basically I'm a sales designer.
And marketer. And you're a marriage counselor. And
sometimes people have discussions in our showroom about what they want and how much it's going to cost or whether it's going to be painted white or black. And so sometimes we have to do a little marriage counseling.
You do all of that there at Peterson Woodworks there in Linden, Utah, one of the best cabinet companies in the entire state of Utah. So proud to have you on today to educate all of our friends about what's going on.
Oh, thank you, Heather.
Let's talk a little bit about all the bells and whistles that you can put in your kitchen cabinets that you don't even know that you need.
Okay, so one of the main things we kind of talked about earlier is the trash pullout. That is probably one of the most popular and used items in the kitchen. Things that people were adding on to it is a a mechanism that allows it to open when you just bump it with your knee.
Stop it. Stop it.
So if your hands are full, they're dirty, you can bump it, it will open, and you can throw away your trash. It's amazing.
Give it a good hip bump and you're set.
Exactly.
I love that so much. You can do a double trash, right?
Double trashes are very popular.
You can do two double trashes, right? Oh. And then you just don't have to take it out as often. That's pretty cool when you're entertaining for Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything.
Right. So that is a very popular option. Spice inserts for drawers. I know, Lindsay, you said that you have all your spices just laid out.
They're in a big drawer. I had to upgrade to a bigger drawer because there's too many of them to put like on a rack or something. So big drawer, but then I'm constantly searching through them, like constantly like, where's the cumin? Where's the oregano? I have to pull every single one of them up. So yeah, I'd like a better system.
And then that one's expired from 2 years ago in the back corner, right?
Yeah.
There's certain things we can't help with on that.
Wait, it's me? I'm the problem. It's me? Is that what you're saying?
There's only so much a cabinet designer can do.
Right. But we can put inserts into the drawer that allow your spices to be seen and visible and organized.
That's a good first step for me. That's good.
Yeah. People do love having it in a drawer because it's most accessible and it's easy to get to. Because when you're cooking and baking, that's something that you need to get to very quickly and easily and not dig through your cabinet trying to find the salt and pepper or whatever you're looking for.
For sure. Okay, so you have utensil organization.
Yes.
Spatulas, silverware, all of that.
All of that. We can put any kind of organizer in your drawer. We have pre-made ones that we can put in, or we can customize it to your exact needs, however is going to work best for you.
I love that. Okay, KitchenAid mixers are very popular in Utah, and people never know what to do with them, and they're heavy when you want to use them. So you have a really cool solution for this.
So if you're not one to want to leave it on your counter, we have a mixer lift that we can put in. It takes up most of a cabinet, but it allows your mixer to be pulled up and used in place as long as the electrician can get some electricity in the cabinet. So it's just use it and put it away very quickly. It's awesome.
It's the coolest thing, you guys, ever. I know we're on the radio, but you have to come and see this in person. That is one of my favorite things that you guys do. Let's talk a little bit about drawers versus doors with pullouts.
So we typically try to design most kitchens to have more drawers than pullouts. And for that reason, a pullout, you have to open the door first and then do a pullout. So it's more motion, and the storage space is pretty much the same either way. So more people are leaning towards going with more drawers.
I think it's so much more convenient. No one wants to get on their hands and knees and try and dig out that bottom shelf. It's just a nightmare.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about drawers and soft clothes and, you know, all the bells and whistles of that.
So nowadays, there's many different drawer slide options, and soft clothes is just kind of, it's out there enough. It's just our standard. It makes it so much nicer. You never hear a slamming drawer anymore. You don't have fronts falling off anymore. It eliminates so many problems and makes it so much nicer in your home and in your kitchen.
I think that's amazing. Okay, hardware or the handles on cabinetry. You guys have so many to choose from that it really can oftentimes be overwhelming.
Yes. Hardware is kind of the bling of the cabinets or the jewelry. And we've kind of selected the favorites and put them on a board to make it easier for people to select, because there's literally thousands of options and it can be overwhelming. So we've tried to put the favorites out to help people with that choice.
I love it. Okay, we talked a little bit about the kitchen bells and whistles. Did we miss anything?
Oh, there's always more.
Oh, no. And you know all of them. But there's also bathroom bells and whistles. And these are some of my favorites. You know, the hair dryer holder.
Yes.
Oh, I need one of those.
It's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
The curling iron. You can put it in hot, right? This metal canister.
We can bling out the bathrooms for you ladies and give you a drawer that has a plug in it. So you can keep your curling irons and blow dryers plugged in. There's metal holsters that we can put in for you. So it's like quick draw, get your hair done, and you're on your way.
It's the wild, wild west.
Yeah,
we all need a quick draw, get that done, and on to work and our day and carpool and all those good things. We have Alan King from Peterson Woodworks on the KSL Real Estate Show today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond. Osmond Designs are her stores down in Lehigh and in Orem. So if you've ever been driving by and thought, oh, that's a cool store, well, it's Heather Osmond's baby, brainchild, and all of the above. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
Good. I invite everyone to go podcast this episode. Wherever you podcast, just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. I use Spotify, but you can download the KSL News Radio app. I have that as well. And listen to this entire episode if you're in the market to redo your cabinets, if you're in the market to get organized, repaint. Maybe you're just building a house and you need a guy. Well, we have a guy for you.
That is so true. Today, I am so proud to have Alan King from Peterson Woodworks. They are one of the best cabinet companies in the entire state of Utah. So full disclosure, I'm a furniture girl. I have furniture stores. I have a store in Lehigh, a store in Orem. They're about 22,000 square feet. So we sell, you know, sideboards and sofa tables and end tables, and there's lots of storage opportunities for those things. But sometimes you just need built-in cabinets, right? For a family room, you need blankets, you need games, you need, you know, all the good things. And I'm so happy to talk about all of those things here with Alan King. Alan, you have so much experience in cabinetry, and it just really isn't about boring cabinets anymore. There's so much style and pizzazz, and you can even make a lot of these pieces look like furniture pieces.
Absolutely. I mean, furniture, definitely go to Osmond Design. If you want it custom built, we can do that as well. We're having a lot of requests for the new entertainment centers, not the old tube TVs that we had to build a huge cabinet to fit. Some of the new things that we're working on is integrating projectors that are built into the cabinet so it's close to the wall and it projects up onto a large screen so you don't have that projector hanging down from the ceiling. So that's kind of a new thing that's been coming out that I've been working on.
I love that. In the previous episodes, we talked a lot about all the bells and whistles in the kitchen cabinetry as well as the bathroom cabinetry. If you are just joining us, you definitely want to hear about that. You don't even know what you're missing until you've heard from Alan King what they have to offer. A lot of these are things that you can actually retrofit in your current cabinetry, but you really feature and specialize in new construction, mid, maybe even more high-end new construction. Tell us a little bit about that process. Once someone gets their home plans designed, then they come to you. Appliances are still about a year out, so that's so important that you have those dimensions. You know exactly what someone's choosing so that you can incorporate that in your design. But Alan, what happens from there?
So typically, either you personally contact us or your builder, or if you have a designer like Heather or somebody that you're working with, contacts us. We usually get a PDF of the house plans, and then we kind of look at them, and we can usually give a rough bid of kind of what we feel like the project would be. And then we kind of go from there and start design meetings. We typically will get a design retainer just to kind of get things going so we can start working on drawings and have all the meetings that we need to figure out exactly what people want for their home, because everybody wants something different. We can't just assume that we know exactly what they want.
And I love that you guys are custom, which is great. So you really can tailor things to the specific needs and wants of the client. Alan and I talk about this all the time. A lot of the homes that we work on, these are their dream homes. Their entire life savings, their entire life work is to build this beautiful home. And so cabinets are so, so important. I've worked with many, many cabinet companies that were not able to meet the deadlines that were necessary. And, you know, time is money and there's delays and problems, and you guys just seem to have it figured out.
Well, thank you. Behind the scenes, we work really hard trying to keep the schedules the best we can. There's a lot of work that goes into building a cabinet. People will sometimes come down on the floor and see how their cabinets are made. And it's a large process, especially when it's custom.
For sure. So, Alan, you're working on some parade homes right now. I love the all the parade homes across the Wasatch Front, Utah Valley Parade of Homes. I recently went to a meeting. They have almost 30 builders that have included homes in this year's parade. So it's going to be an incredible show. And Alan, if you can, if it's okay, will you just share a little sneak peek of some of the projects you're working on?
Okay, so we do have a parade home that I'll give you some sneak peeks, I guess, into it. If you're into shoes and collecting shoes, we have a closet that is going to knock your shoes off. It's awesome.
I need this, actually. I actually want to sell my house and build a new home just so I can have this in my own home. I've never seen anything cooler.
Yes. Basically, we've created a shoe wall that moves and creates more storage. It's awesome. You'll want to go see it.
Usually we knock your socks off, but we're so good. We're going to knock your shoes off.
So how many shoes does this wall hold?
I haven't counted this one yet, but we've done one before and it held about 192 pairs of shoes.
Oh my gosh. So you maybe have a little bit of a problem if you have a shoe wall like this that needs custom cabinetry. I love it. We all have our you know, temptations and things that we get excited about.
We can just call it a shoe collection.
It's amazing. Yes. Yes. And this is just really a wall of art, really.
Yes.
You have to buy shoes just to put in this wall and never even wear them because it's so beautiful.
Yes, yeah,
so which I will do. Don't get me wrong. I will absolutely do that.
Sign me up for that, yeah. Right?
So the Parade of Homes has so many things to look at and to learn from, not only for people that are out there searching, trying to get ideas, but even us as designers, we try to go out and look at the different trends and what's going on so that we can keep up with what people want.
Yeah, and I think just cutting edge is so fun to display in the Parade of Homes. People are paying $20 per ticket to come and look at the latest and greatest and see what's out there. So they just don't want to see a normal shaker white cabinet because they already have that in their home. And so you guys are cutting edge. Some of your wire mesh that you're using is the latest and greatest and so, so cool. I love some of your leather handles that you even have displayed in your showroom. So it's in an office setting. And they have these cute little, you know, cognac leather handle poles. I'm obsessed with them. I think they're so fun. Red oak is something that's coming on strong. In fact, one of your displays in your showroom is coming back.
Yes, we're kind of jumping off a cliff here, and we're gonna say the red oak is coming back.
I can't believe, but not your mom's or your grandma's.
No, it's not going to be the yellowed oak with the brass handle that looks ugly
with the raised panel and the arch
and the cathedral arch. No, we're gonna modernize it and make it look amazing. And because red oak is a great wood to work with, it's cost effective, and it's durable.
And no one wants it.
And no one wants it.
So you might as well make it cool again.
We're going to try to help find a way to make people want it.
I'm so happy to see that. I can't even describe. Some of the other bells and whistles that you do on cabinets are what?
Oh, there's so many things. It's just little details. I mean, people bring us pictures from Pinterest and Instagram, and they just create this whole board of things that they wish and want for. And so it's kind of our job to custom design and make their dreams come true, whether it's just a detail or a sliding shoe closet, shelf, whatever it might be.
I love that you're accenting with paint. I love that you're accenting with updated crown. It's not just your typical cove crown anymore. You can customize that and make that very modern and very cool. I love that you add glass and even mullions on top of the glass. You have that CNC machine that's probably, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of dollars that's all computer generated. So you really can just add any design that you want.
Yes. So mullions can be, I mean, they used to be just square, but we've added diamonds, circles, patterns. We've done lots of different things and different cutouts in the cabinets, in mudrooms. People want different things to make it their own home, and we can do that.
I love that. Electrical is always a challenge in kitchens. Most of the plugs are on the backsplash, and you guys are reinventing that where you even have it in the back of a drawer you can do it underneath a cabinet so you don't even see the plugs. You do light bars. You do strip molds. Let's talk a little bit about all the fun bells and whistles with lighting.
So a lot of the lighting that we're putting in cabinetry is LED lighting. That helps light things up. It used to be an old hockey puck light that you'd have to change the light bulb every few months.
Which no one does.
Nobody wants to do that. So it burns out, it's done. That
you better sell your house.
Exactly. Time to move. So we're doing a lot of that. It takes a lot of coordination with electricians on the project to make sure that electrical gets put in the right place and that they're using the right plugs for where we want them. We don't love putting outlets on the end of islands unless we have to. So we try to coordinate with electricians trying to figure things like that out so that the design looks nice.
That's amazing. Alan King with Peterson Woodworks. How do people find you?
It's probably a little difficult. We don't have a lot of stuff out there. The best way is probably to contact your builder or your designer and go through them, honestly.
Yeah. You are located in Linden. People can find you on Google.
Yes.
Yes. And you do have some social media presence as well.
A little bit.
Just a little. And most of the clients you work with, they just don't want their name and their personal drawings and homes out there.
We work a lot to get the designs together. People pay a lot of money to have things their own. And so we've backed off on the social media a little bit. We're still happy to share pictures when you come in to help with your decisions, but we don't put it out there for the world to see as much right
now.
That's
awesome. Alan King with Peterson Woodworks. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I've loved our discussion today about all things cabinets, which is great if you're in the market to redo, if you're building. There are some incredible custom things we can do with cabinets now. I feel like just putting your trash can in a cabinet is like old news now. I mean, there are shoe racks and just all the things you can do with cabinets now. So Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs here with us. She's the owner and interior designer there with her stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay? So good to see you again.
It's so good to be with you. I know our guest today just is the expert in building all things cabinets.
Absolutely. We have Alan King with Peterson Woodworks on the show today. I'm an interior designer. I have the opportunity to work with a lot of builders and a lot of subcontractors, and it's always a pleasure to work with Peterson Woodworks with my clients. It is fast. It's organized. They can see what they're getting because your showroom is so beautiful, and there's just not surprises. You have an incredible computer software program. It's shown on a huge screen, and you just, Alan, as we sit there, you just make edits and just fix things along the way. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, we went digital a couple of years ago trying to simplify things and make things better for ourselves and for the client. So as we're making notes, you can see me making the notes right there on the screen during our meetings so that there's no questions.
I think it is so, so cool. We are talking about the Parade of Homes. We've given a few sneak peeks of what you're going to see, which we're always excited about. And then, of course, we want to give Central Bank a shout out. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. If you are thinking of building a new home, they offer great construction loans as well as home remodeling loans, home improvement loans, smart savings for your kids. They are just invested in Utah and local businesses, and they're personally who I use. And so I really, really appreciate them. In closing, you know, Alan, guys love garages. So we haven't talked about this. We saved the best for last, but you do some really cool garage cabinets for all those, you know, woodworkers and guys that just want to store their cool stuff.
Absolutely. We can do cabinets anywhere. Garages is one area that the guys love to have their stuff organized to go with their car or their bikes, whatever they've got. And I find that a lot of guys want a textured melamine in their garage or painted a fancy color.
Yeah.
and then we can put like a butcher block top on there so they can still hammer away at a little project if they need to.
They're little projects and be organized. As a mom, I love exterior garage cabinets where my kids can just put their backpacks and their coats and they just don't walk in the house with their muddy boots and their snow boots and dump it all right there. So I'm a huge advocate for garage cabinets. And again, they can look great.
Yes, we can make it look good from the time you drive into your driveway.
Oh my gosh. You guys, you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Design Stores. And of course, you know, there's always built-in cabinets, which, you know, is why we have Alan on the show today. But there's always sideboards and end tables and other storage opportunities that you can use for your home that are quick and easy to help you love your home better. Come see us at the Lehigh or the Orem Osmond Designs locations. No one beats our prices on anything that we sell. We have high-end, low-end, lots of price points in the middle, and with all the best designer brands. Because we're celebrating 20 years of being in business this year, we are offering an additional 20% off the lowest mark price of everything on the showroom floor, including scratch and dents and dings and discontinueds and closeouts and all the good things. So come see us today. It's in stock merchandise. Bring your truck and trailer and pick it up today. Not only do we have all the cabinets, but also we are loving our upholstery that we have in right now. Sectional sofas, chairs, you know, all the good things, the ottomans, the poofs. We recently returned home from High Point, North Carolina, as well as just this past week, Las Vegas, and all of those brand new products are hitting the showroom floors. It seriously feels like Christmas every day. It's super fun. Again, we had Alan King on the show with us today. Alan, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Peterson Woodworks, how do people find you one last time?
They can give us a call at 801-785-3990, or they can email me at Alan, A-L-A-N, at petersonwoodworks.com.
Or ask your builder or your designer. They will definitely know about Peterson Woodworks and how to get you in contact with them. And you will review, you know, a person's construction plan and see if it's a good fit for what you offer. No one better out there. Thanks again for joining us. We'll be back next week.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.